Amisov complains about their situation in the Midbar, and Hashem gets angry at them. And Moshe actually seemingly has a retort to Hashem. Vayomer Moshe el Hashem, lama hariota lavdecha, lama lo matzati chim enecha, lasum masak kolama ze alai. So Moshe says, why were you so tough on me? Me, Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did you not like me enough, give me able to do my job? You put the burden of this whole nation on me. So what is Moshe complaining about? What does it mean that he has the burden of the whole nation on him? Now, yes, we know that Moshe is the singular leader, but we know that. So what is going on? So the Malbim has actually an interesting mashal. He says, imagine that a king conquers a certain area. So he puts his son in charge of that area. Now, the son, what does that mean, the son's in charge of that area? The son's not going to figure out how to make that town work better, that their trains will run on time, and that the mail will go through, and that everyone gets along, and the makolet, and, you know, works right, and the bank has no customer service. Okay? He's going to be not in charge. He's not the town council. He's not the mayor. He's not even the local governor. He's not anywhere in the local leadership. He's going to be the broad leadership. He's in charge of the military. So he's the one who's going to teach this country, listen, these are the rules. You're part of our country now. There's certain chukim, there's certain mishpatim, certain, you know, national laws. This is how you have to pay your taxes, certain nimusim. Maybe these are certain rules, and I'm going to be in charge of the army. So yisader tzva mechama, yeter hanaga hakolelet. But they're going to still need local leadership. They're going to need their mayor. They're going to need their town council. They're going to need their local, I don't know, VAD. They're going to need their local PTA. They're going to need their local co-op community board. Everyone else who helps run the town and make it work, that is, they're still going to need all those people. So when you have one leader who's in charge of the broad picture, maybe he's even this great thinker, maybe he's even a really great leader, really organized, that doesn't mean he's going to be able to deal with all those minute details. So this person, this son, this is like a nice cushy gig the king has. You're in charge of this whole province. What does that mean? So he's this very lofty high leader. That doesn't make him the local leader again. That makes him this broad high leader. So imagine the king said, you know what? Instead of you being in charge of all this, why don't you go be the local town council? Why don't you go really help them out, be the local, you know, you'll be in charge in the police department, the fire department, and their parks department, and their sanitation department. Why don't you go be in charge of all that? So for him, that would be a step down. That would be a busha. That would be a slap in the face. What? Raid me kisei machotecha and go be mesader, all these little things for them? So with that in mind, we understand what Moshe is complaining about. Moshe is like, I'm the big picture guy. Yes, I care about the nation and everything about them. And I want them to have parnasa. But I'm in charge of their ruchnius. I'm in charge of bringing them to, you know, getting them to survive here in the Mohama, leading them, teaching them the Torah. I'm their Rebbe. I'm their Melamed. Can you imagine? He says, imagine the Malbim has another mashal, and Chazal say this as a lach lamaisa. There's a person whose job is to be your children's Melamed. He's not also the one whose job is to feed and provide the parnasa for your kids. Your job is to provide the parnasa for kids and send them to the Malamed. The Malamed will teach them Torah. So if his job is to teach them Torah, he's not the one who's supposed to have to worry about them having a sandwich every day. That's your job as the parent. So just like you need one person to make sure that your kid is clothed and bathed and fed, and someone else's job is to worry about how best to teach them Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu is saying the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm the one who's supposed to be teaching them Torah. I'm supposed to be their spiritual leader. I'm supposed to give them this broad picture, teaching them all the yesodos of Yiddishkeit, everything they're supposed to know. Now you want me to also worry about them having meat, them having food? Why would you? Lama Ariel Talavdecha? Why would Lasum and Masak Kol Amazel like putting them on? They need minor leaguers, minor leaders, people who are going to take care of those nitty-gritty details. And if you want me to do the one, that means stepping down from my lofty role. And that's not what it was supposed to be. I'm supposed to be this one. I'm the one, what he's saying, Milvad Shalom Dem Torah V'chukim, it's also Mutalai, Tetzaveni L'chal Kolam V'mezonot, Sipukam, Gamkein Shezeinu Mutalai Klal. That should not be my job at all. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm the big picture guy, and it would be a lowering of my status. And I don't want to have to go down from that lower status. And this, says the Malbim, is what's happening here in Sefer Bamidbar, because Moshe Rabbeinu has been leading them l'malam in Ateva, and now they're going to go have to conquer Eretz Yisrael in a Derech Ateva. So Moshe Rabbeinu to go from that l'malam in Ateva to this Derech Ateva role would also be the step down. And therefore, we're going to need someone else instead of him, someone else in addition to him. So this comes to the fore already now in this time when Moshe Rabbeinu is complaining about his role to HaKadosh Baruch. He says, what? You want me to take care of these little details? You need someone lower than my status. I'm the Lamalim and Ateva guy. I'm the guy teaching them Torah. I'm the guy teaching them the national Ruach and the Ruchniot and the whole big ideas. You need a trains run on time type of guy? Go get somebody else for that, please, you know, with all due respect to HaKadosh Baruch. And that's how the Malbim explains Moshe Rabbeinu's complaint to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.